Now, the makers of Einbinder flypaper, with new improved stickum to kill bugs even deader than before, bring you another dramatic story from the files of The Emergency Ward.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Dr. Gerhard Snutten, handsome young physician who's not yet established a practice of his own. Instead, I work in the emergency ward of a big city hospital, coping with tragedy wherever I can find it. Take the other evening, for example. I was filling a spare moment with some work on a vital research project when my associate nurse, Rudehouse, turned to me and said,
"Doctor, why did you just put that puppy dog in the office refrigerator?"
"The test animal happens to be a Siberian husky, Nurse Rudehouse. I hope to discover how that breed developed its tolerance for extreme cold, and then employ the same technique to help human beings live without overcoats."
"Well, that seems harmful to the textile industry, and the puppy dog didn't seem to like it much either."
"There's a price to be paid for all scientific achievement, Nurse Rudehouse. In this case, I've already found that the test animal ate my salami sandwich while he was in the refrigerator. Well, that discovery alone could lead to a vast expansion of the delicatessen business in the far north."
Pardon me. Is this the emergency ward of a big city hospital?"
Yes, and I'm Dr. Gerhard Snutten, handsome young physician who's not...
You'll have to speak louder. You see, I've got these two dice stuck in my ears. That's my emergency."
"Well, it comes as no surprise to me that you're experiencing problems. As a licensed physician, I could have told you that stuffing foreign objects in your ears might be detrimental to your health."
"I didn't stuff these in there myself. A bunch of guys in the alley did it to me after I'd made 10 passes in a row by coming out with a natural 7.
"Well, however it occurred, the only solution now, I would say, is brain surgery. I'm hoping that if I go down through the center of your head, I can push the dice out from the inside."
"Well, that seems like a terribly dangerous procedure, Doctor. I thought you might try picking the dice out with tweezers first."
"Nurse Rudehouse, it's obvious that you never spent a day of your life in medical school. The tweezers could get stuck in his ears along with the dice. Then we'd have a very serious situation."
Excuse me, but if you people are going to quibble about this for a while, I think I'll go get a drink of water."
"Very well. Just be careful not to get any of the water in your ears. Dampness can cause some types of dice to swell up."
"Okay, Doc, I'll be sure to face the drinking fountain head on."
"See that you do. Now, Nurse Rudehouse, I think you'd better call for an anesthesiologist. Opening the patient's head as far down as his ears might cause some discomfort otherwise."
"Hey, Doc! Hey, look what happened!"
"I can see what happened, you clumsy fool. Trying to keep your ears out of the drinking fountain, you didn't see the foot pedal at the bottom of it."
"Yeah, but falling down only caused a few minor bruises. The important thing is that it shook me up enough to jar the dice out of my ears."
"Well, I'm not the least bit surprised. A severe jolt will often dislodge objects that are stuck. I learned that in medical school. Or maybe it was in 7th grade science, I'm not sure."
"Well, wherever you learned it, your vast knowledge cured me, so I'm forever in your debt. Here's $2 for your trouble. Goodbye."
"Well, Nurse Rudehouse, you've just seen medical science work its wonders on another pathetic creature. So pause a moment to make the brief notation in your casebook. Patient released. Cured."
Today's emergency ward drama has been brought to you by the makers of Einbinder flypaper with new improved stickum. Friends, if you're still using old-fashioned flypaper, you know how disheartening it is to watch a trapped insect pull his feet out of inferior sticky stuff and go free to pester you again. So why not enjoy the peace of mind that can come from switching to new, improved Einbinders with the super gooey stuff that finishes bugs totally and permanently? True, genuine Einbinders may cost a little more than second-rate brands, but stop to consider that one escaped fly can lay as many as 4,000 eggs. Now that's enough newly born insects to annoy a city the size of Niles, Michigan. We think it's worth a few cents more to prevent a calamity of that magnitude. So visit your local flypaper dealer today and insist on genuine Einbinders, the brand you've gradually grown to trust over the course of 3 generations.
And be sure to join us again next time for more adventures from the files of the Emergency Ward.